Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, and welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on UMFM 101.5. I'm Brian, and I am joined from the bullpen phone by one Chris Suk. Mike,
hello.
Mike is on vacation.
And you know what? So am I, but I still have stepped up to the plate. But I'll give Michael a pass. I believe he's with family out at the lake, and that's to enjoy a fantastic Manitoba summer. By all means, do it.
Yes, of course. I mean, we do have nice summers here. It's just a shame we're not playing baseball in them right now. But they are.
Not the Gold Eyes, but they are. Major League are still plowing through the season so far.
Which is wild. The Miami Marlins have returned to play after a lot of their, they've signed
Brian,
a whole bunch of
other
people.
Hold on. Before we go, the caveat is we are taping this on Wednesday night. So if anything fast moving happens Thursday or Friday morning before the show airs, we will not be commenting on it. It's just that, you know, this is such interesting season.
Totally,
I think we need to let people just know about that, just because something might happen that we don't know about yet. We're taping as best we can, and we're dealing with what is up to date as of Wednesday of this week.
Exactly. Journalistic responsibility. I agree with you. We are taping this at 10.
It's just that because
Wednesday night.
Because also it's just that so far in Major League Baseball, there hasn't been a day that's gone by without something kind of happen, especially COVID related or maybe even on the field sometimes.
Exactly. There's a couple of things I do want to talk about.
By all means.
And of course, if there's something that I've missed that you are interested in talking about, please feel free to.
I give you the floor, and then we'll let this flow here a bit.
So, of course, Miami is back to playing. They're playing with a whole bunch of basically taxi squad players and players they've signed off the scrap heap in order to try and at least get back to playing baseball, as a lot of their players are on the COVID list and aren't able to get back until they've tested negative twice. Still interesting to me that they are, in fact, trying to play, but here we are doing wild and crazy things. That being said, the Cardinals have started to get a lot of positive tests, and so they're not playing now. All the series involving the St. Louis Cardinals have been postponed or canceled.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess the big name was Molina. Had announced earlier this week that he was one of them tested positive. I mean, this is what we talked about endlessly through sort of the spring, summer, when this was going to happen. I've always mentioned that, and I think a lot of people have, like with hockey and basketball have the best chances because the bubble, so far they've had zero COVID cases, but football coming up, and it's certainly Major League Baseball is showing it here. it is incredibly hard to keep this contained, especially when people are traveling around throughout America and America is still on fire with COVID. It hasn't gone away. And you know what? I'm going to just address something real early here because we like to bash on them and I will continue to bash on them. Rob Manfred made an incredibly insane statement, I felt, in light of all this, basically blaming the players again.
Oh,
they
my
should
God.
Do better for their actions. Just kind of maybe not giving the whole context as maybe baseball also should have looked at a bubble.
A bubble for baseball was never really tenable, right? Especially considering that the places that the bubble could have gone into were hotspots, you know.
But so is Florida, and that's where the NBA is. That's a huge hotspot, and somehow they made this work so far.
I guess that's
fair. I
know
what you're saying, Brian, but I'm saying it's just that this plan was riddled. Matt.
It was going to fail from the start. And I mean, like, right, exactly. In some cases, like Yadi, you know, he put out a statement on his Instagram in Spanish, quote, "I have tested positive for COVID-19 after following the recommended protocols. What was I supposed to do?" Like,
that is it, because here's the deal. I mean, he might have followed everything, but there was maybe someone on the staff or someone that they were at a hotel room, you know, like, I mean.
Well, because the players are talking about how, like, there's weddings going on in the hotel.
Yes.
Like, the hotels are packed. There's people in the lobbies. They're not picking safe hotels. Like, it's crazy. It's insane. And I don't understand how MLB was like, yeah, this can be fine.
Well,
and then,
no, but.
Manfred goes out there and just completely craps all over the players like it's their fault.
Right, because again, it's the almighty dollar. We've talked about this endlessly, right? But because of that is that they're going to plow through just like I think they're going to do in college football and you know, the NFL.
I don't think they're going to do it in college football.
Well, we'll see.
A lot of the programs have already pulled saying that they're not.
Well, it's not the big ones yet, but we'll see if the domino falls. But here's the point is that they first of all, let's go back one step and say they messed up the start where if they could have got their act together, they could have been halfway through a season or whatever, right? So you already were behind because you screwed that up to start with. And then, you know, instead of saying, well, geez, you know, we know this was going to be difficult to begin with. We're doing the best we can. No, let's just lay this all on the players' feet and not explain about the whole context that this – you're not in a bubble, and even if you were, it's still going to be tough, but it's still better. But if you're going to do this, no matter where these players are going, and no matter how much, if Molina did everything right, this is exactly why people get it, because you can do everything right and you still might catch it.
Yeah, and the problem with baseball inherently too, right? Is that because you're playing games every single day, it's really difficult. I've listened to a number of experts, epidemiologists, that say, you know, you can be asymptomatic and have the virus, and you will not test positive for like 2 days, two or three right. days, because your body needs to really develop the antibodies. So you could catch it and then go be in the clubhouse, be on the bus, be playing for 2 days before you test positive. And it's you're putting so many people at risk.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give baseball one slight credit after the fiasco of Miami to start the season. At least they started to figure out, if we get positive cases, we're going to shut it down. The Phillies mm-hmm. didn't play for a while.
Yep.
You know, St. Louis hasn't played this whole week so far. And but again, also, that's also common sense. So I won't give too much credit, because that should have been common sense to begin with. But that said, is at least they've learned a little bit of a lesson, because I think they got a huge PR bashing. And just in general, it was just absolutely asinine sort of what they did with the Marlins situation. And on top of it, even still, it is quite ridiculous that, you know, so now the Marlins technically are in first place, right? They right now, as we're taping it, they're in first place in the NL East, but they've only played half the games, right? Because they missed basically a whole week.
Yeah, I think there's going to have to be some sort of qualifier on. You have to have played this many games in order to qualify for the playoffs,
but,
right?
But forget about even that, too. Eventually, it's going to catch up to them that they have kind of a minor league team playing Major League Baseball, Right. And there's players opting out now. Like before we, you know, as we taped last week, you know, I believe Diaz for the Marlins and Cespedes for the Mets have opted
Lorenzo
out.
Cain.
Lorenzo Cain.
Oh, my God.
One.
The Cespedes.
That's the crazy, event, crazy
where he just
one.
He just left. And then the team the basically Mets wanted to shame him for leaving. So sure they're did. Like. Oh, he quit on the team without really, like, we don't know where he is, but we're pretty sure he quit on the team without confirming, like, the safety of one of their ball players.
It goes, the Mets is a very dysfunctional organization right now, but that was a crazy situation. But all of this, right, it goes back to the, you know, the players have every right to opt out now. Right? Because now they've seen, guess what? This isn't 100% guaranteed. Is it worth my health to, you know, play a sport that I really want to play? I mean, I don't think any of these players don't want to play, but there's also, you know, called I want to live. to put it as bluntly as possible. But you know what? Especially if they've socked away a couple of dollars in their career, you can maybe go through and, you know what, I'll sit out this year and I'll come back next year. And all that said, it's still just crazy that, you know, I mean, I just don't know quite what Major League Baseball thought, that they were just going to sail through this 60-game regular season with no cases. That's the sense I get a bit. Is
irresponsible.
That
completely irresponsible.
It seems crazy. I mean, I just don't know how that was going to be possible. Especially what was happening in the United States, right? And so, they were hopefully maybe thinking at the time that they were going to, maybe cases were going to be lower or stuff. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was lower. You're going to have this many players, they're younger players. They've got some staff that's around. Like, the hotel situation is the paramount story, I think, so far, is, you know, from hearing of this, is that not even in a bubble in their hotel room? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, could you at least do the bare minimum to try and at least give some case, you know, some protection to some of these players? Hey, yeah, some of them probably didn't make the greatest choices. Sure, I'll give you that. But it still doesn't absolve Major League Baseball from trying to ram through a season that, you know, in some respects, you get what you sow, I believe. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a lot of sympathy sort of with Major League Baseball and taking a PR hit here, because they've done it to themselves all summer, all spring, leading up to this kind of shortened season. And this is what you're going to get. And it'll be interesting if Miami has to play like six doubleheaders at the end of the season, if they're still somehow in the race. And they probably will be at this point, because guess what? Almost every team makes the playoffs this year. So Miami right now, they win a couple more games, they're looking pretty good, Brian.
Yeah. I mean, there's basically, you can get into the playoffs for two hot weeks right now, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if I'm like, again, we're taping this a little bit earlier, but and I don't want to jinx Michael and his Twinkies, but, you know, they're 10-2. The Cubs are 9-2. Colorado's 8-2 at this point, right? A couple more great weeks, they're going to clinch a playoff spot.
Like, yeah, exactly. Speaking of the Twins, I don't know if you saw this, but the Twins-Pirates game a couple of days ago got delayed due to a drone flying over Target Field.
I did not. I know that. I did not hear about that. No.
Yeah, it got delayed for like 3 hours, because of a drone that was flying over the field, and they weren't sure as to why it was flying over, or for what, you know, whether
right,
or not,
what purpose,
yeah,
right?
So they delayed the game.
That is
because of a drone, which is wild. That
sums up 2020 right there for sports. I mean, right there, right?
Yeah, exactly. So how much baseball have you been watching, Zook?
I gotta be honest. I'm just looking at a picture from the Star Tribune.
It's crazy, right?
Like it's right close. Like it's not like it's like way up in the sky. Like it's right kind of closer to the field level. Like he Jose Berrios was working the game. Like he's in the game when it got interrupted. I mean, that is quite
something, right?
Oh, that is that's very 2020. Answer your question. I watched more baseball at the start with basketball. You know, this is the other thing about baseball. They could have had the lay of the land for North American sports. Now that you have basketball and hockey back,
I still think it's been the most interesting. I still think it's been the most – baseball has been the most interesting sport.
Okay, okay. So I'll say this. I'm going to be a purist for a second. I still don't buy the seven-inning – doubleheader. I mean, I get it for the
We've been watching it for years.
Though. 7 innings?
Absolutely. Not Major League Baseball, but you and I are both staunch Gold Eyes fans.
Yeah, sure. I get that.
They've been doing it for years. It's exactly it doesn't bother me at all.
It's just a little bit anyways. It's not like the I'm gonna die on the hill for this, you know. Like, I mean, I get this year is going to be all these anomalies. I think the one good thing they did is the DH, I hope, will never come back. I think they should abolish it, and maybe this is the way they can do it by not just it never comes back. I mean, it was the silliest thing anyways. It'd be like an example is I don't know, I'm trying to think here, something like in the NFL you have left-handed quarterbacks in one conference and not the other. I don't know. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
So are you in support of the universal DH?
Everyone should have DH. Yeah. I mean,
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up because I thought we were about to get to an argument.
No. Well, you know, I mean, I can be the devil's advocate and say, pitchers, but it doesn't make,
it's
that's the purest thing, but not only is it that, but it just, to me, it's just about the equilibrium. It doesn't make any sense why one side of the league is playing one set of rules. Yeah. The DH, especially nowadays, is such a, you can put it's a bat, right? Who cares about, so you have a better defensive person, whatever, on the field. And, who wants to see a pitcher whiff on three pitches, most of the time, right?
So bad.
I mean, we've had a couple of pitchers lately.
They had a negative – pitchers as a whole in the National League had a negative WRC plus last year. That means you have to be so cataclysmically bad that as a whole, you are 100% or more worse than an average hitter, which is just like, why even bother? And I've made this argument for years. If pitchers were as good of hitters as backup catchers, I wouldn't care, but they're not. At this point in time, they're not. And so like when you know that it's an automatic out, the strategy, this and that, there's plenty of strategy in AL games because you have to properly assess when you're going to take a pitcher out rather than just saying, I'm coming up to my pitcher in the lineup. I'm going to double switch and then just go through a myriad of nameless, faceless 6'4", 98 mile an hour flamethrowers with a bowling ball slider. Like I just don't, it's not interesting. I don't think there's really all that much strategy. And I think NL fans overvalue the double switch, which isn't all that interesting to begin with, but that's besides the point. Another rule change that I wanted to talk about. Have you seen any extra innings games yet this year?
I have not, but I've read about them and I've read, if I'm not, Brian, you can correct me if I'm wrong, they've ended in spectacular fashion many different ways already so far early in the season, right?
Yes. Yeah. They've ended in a bunch of different ways and it has proved me wrong. I figured that when they made this switch that a lot of teams were just going to bump the runner over and sacrifice,
right,
fly him home. And it hasn't happened that way. I still think it's ridiculous that a game could end on an unearned run, in this particular way, right? Like you could have a pitcher pitch a perfect game and go out the next inning, still not give up a base runner and lose, which I think is ridiculous. Pitch a perfect game and lose on an unearned run. It just seems silly to me, but ruining a potential perfect game because you want your games to end quicker seems ridiculous. And so few Major League Baseball games actually go beyond the 12th inning that I didn't really think that this was a problem that needed fixing. But here we are and it's happening. I really hope it's one of the rules that doesn't stay past this year. I think it's silly and a mockery of the game, but it is speeding up the games. It is doing exactly what Major League Baseball is intending. So if that's what they're intending, mission accomplished.
It's a bit, I got to be honest. I feel it's a bit gimmicky, kind of like the shootout in NHL regular season.
That's actually
right?
good. Yeah, that's actually.
We're going to kind of, we're playing this game this one way for 9 innings. And in the 10th, we're going to change the rules, okay? And just because we got to finish this up, right? Again, I straddle sometimes on the purist side about one of the reasons baseball is great is because it doesn't have a score clock. And what you're doing is sort of implementing a artificial score clock a bit because you want to finish up. I get it for this year. I wouldn't be a big fan of that going forward into a 162 season because I don't know. I mean, the thing is, are we going to cut all the corners? Because guess what? Are you going to do that in the World Series? Are you going to do that in the World Series, right? Do you know what I mean? Because that's at least what the NHL has sort of done, says, hey, we'll do this kind of gimmick thing to kind of speed up the finish so we don't have the guys so tired. But yeah,
that's a great point. That is a fantastic playoffs, point.
We go and we play it out until there's no shootout.
Yeah.
Are they going to do that in a World Series? Is that going to happen this year?
Right, better
it
not.
Is,
they better
yeah,
not.
Exactly.
An absolute disgrace
because
to the game.
That would be ridiculous. Hey, you could win on a wild pitch, right?
Which is silly.
It's absolutely, yeah, it's crazy, right? And so this is the sort of the stuff I get a bit. I get sometimes Major League, you know, this is a chance to kind of, you know, open it up a little bit, try a couple different things. That's all fair. I feel it's a bit too gimmicky. Maybe I'll watch some a little bit later on this year and maybe I'll be proved wrong about that. But that said is, yeah, I just find it weird about we're going to play one set of rules for the majority of the game and we're going to just change it up right here just so we can get out of here so we can, you know, whatever, right? Just to yeah. finish up the game. Well, how about the game takes 3.5 hours to get to the 10th inning?
Yep.
How about that? How about let's go back to that one, right? How's that working about speeding up the game, right? Because I don't see a lot of games. The games I've seen, they seem about the same to me, Brian, about 3 and 3.5 hours long, right? I don't see a lot of speeding up. I mean, there's somewhat – I mean, plus on top of it, I mean, there's home runs all over the place here. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to win that bet. About 25 home runs, I think. Or we'll have to play back the tape, but
we made a bet. I took the under.
He might get that by game 25. The way he's hitting, I think he has 7 in the first 11 games, and he's not even just hitting little dingers. Like these are just bombs. These taters are just
complete
gone. Like
bombs.
I mean, it is. You know what we've said a bit, like how the season's gonna play out, and so far that's sort of, you know, there's home runs to be had, right? I mean, the pitching, depending, I don't know how you're doing on fantasy, but pitching is tough.
Some of my teams are good, some of my teams are not. I'm doing actually really well. This was the year that I decided I wasn't gonna go all in on like good closers, and it's proved to be smart because I've been able to pick up a lot of guys. Lot of guys off the
I will say this. I read an article about, is this the end of the dominant closer, right?
No, and, I don't think so. I think this year is just an anomaly.
I think it's an anomaly. I think, but someone like, I will say, it is a bit surprising, someone like Craig Kimbrell has fallen off the earth this year. And
yeah,
I
but I mean,
someone,
he's old, right? Like, he's...
Yeah, no, I get that. But he remember a couple years ago, there was a big bidding war when he was available as a free agent, right?
Well, I mean, that falls under Billy Beane's principle of never pay for the closer.
Totally different. But let's go the other way. There's the player that you were kind of touting a bit. I think we all were sort of was Hannibal
Robles,
right? For the Angels. I had him because I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be good. He disastrous. I mean,
he's
I watched a little bit of I think they were playing Oakland about a week ago. And it was just like, he gave up this just bomb. And I was just like, I dropped them as fast as I could because I was like, this guy is not going to be doing it. And it just happens. I mean, you know, some players are obviously stepping up and others aren't. But the closer, you're right. I think if you're in fantasy this year, you just got to just keep checking the wire every day about sort of who's out there, yep. who's getting a save, and picking up some vulture stuff.
Well, I mean, as we're recording this, one of the closers that I touted and was right on, Pirates closer Nick Birdie just got hurt. He's done for the year. So Keone Kayla is coming back for them, but who knows exactly when he'll be back. And it's tough, you know. It's very difficult to know where saves are going to come from. So as a result, I've kind of been just staying away and picking up closers when I can.
And I will say SPRP, if you're looking at stuff, someone like I think Chatwood from the Cubs.
He's owned in a lot of leagues now. I think he's
sure. But if you could have got him like a week ago, right? He was kind of floating out there. If you're searching, like that's what I'm sort of searching, is just find someone who can maybe get you some innings. Because remember also too, even your ace, whoever your ace is on your staff for fantasy, they might only go 5 or 6, right? There's not a lot of like unless you got the Bieber or someone who's right up there, your top, your elite guys. The rest, you're not going to get too much.
Yeah. My fantasy teams have been doing pretty okay. I'm doing really good in four leagues out of my 6, including the one that Michael Ells and I co-managed together. That team is doing incredible and might actually have a chance of winning a 16-team roto.
You've jinxed it now.
Well, yeah, probably.
It's
but
early.
I really like the team that we have, so I'm out there still doing some stuff to make it better, really badly in some leagues.
Well, fair enough. I've got an update here. So we're taping this on Wednesday. I just read this today or this on the evening. Is I don't know if you heard about this. So you've seen the cutouts that the player, like a lot of the teams are doing at their home fields, right?
Sure, yeah.
People, whatever it is, or season tickets. For whatever reason, Marlins man had a cutout at the Royals game.
Yep, saw that.
And did you hear like the mascot put on a Kansas City Royals?
Yep.
Onto that. So, you know, some teams are having some fun with this and it's all good. I will say this straight up, it is still weird, no matter what sport you're watching, but especially baseball, when they're hitting home runs into nothing, right? Or pretty close to nothing. There's some places might have tarps or whatever, but that is still a very kind of a jarring scene, right? Is that, you know, no matter how much you can put artificial noise in or stuff, and I think Fox is kind of, they've superimposed people in the stands.
I hate that. And it looks, I don't mind the
awful
crowd noise. I don't mind the crowd noise.
The crowd's
but
not
did
good
you
either.
See the one?
The artificial crowd
it's
itself?
It's bad. Fox does the Twins games, right? They are the home broadcaster for the Minnesota Twins. And I'm not sure if you saw this, but I mean, for all this Fox stuff, it's occasionally. They don't do it all the time. It's like in small spurts, right? They can't be showing it all the time. It's too difficult to do. But, so they won't show it sometimes when the guys are walking back to the dugout. But Nelson Cruz hit a home run the other day, and they didn't take away the superimposed fans, and he was like clipping through the fans. It was very, very awkward. I don't mind the crowd noise. I was very anti-crowd noise before this. But it turns out that I'm pro fake crowd noise. It's okay. It doesn't bug me. As I don't know about you, but I do a lot of second screen watching for baseball, right?
Okay.
Like it'll be on and I'll be like half paying attention to it and I'll kind of like drift in and out of the game. And so like as far as that's concerned, it's very comforting just to have the crowd noise still in there with it. I'm very, very enthusiastic about that. I don't want them keeping fake crowd noise or juicing the crowd noise once real fans are allowed back in the stands. But for the time being, I don't mind it. I think it's perfectly acceptable.
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, teams like, like Kansas City, who will have like, 20 people when it comes back to real, they might still have to have the fake crowd noise. Because, it'll be interesting what happens here. So, Brian, how much time we got left here? Because I just want to make sure
Think we got about 4 minutes.
Okay, so real quick here. So, looking at the standings here, is there been any? It's early. I got this, but any surprises that you've seen so far?
The Rockies are a huge surprise to me. The Rockies are a massive surprise to me, and that's been interesting and fun. The Jays are still in it, baby.
I told you. I said that they could have a shot this year.
Yeah. We've got the Oakland Athletics leading the AL West. We knew the A's were good, but I didn't know that they were division leading good.
I keep saying it's early, but it really isn't because we've already gone through like a sixth of the season. Do you get that? Like we're past
I'm actually really surprised with how bad the Mets have been.
No, I'm not. I think the Mets, I think that organization is
a mess, but they've got a great rotation. And yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, some of the guys are hurt, but they've got a great rotation. Robbie Cano, if I told you that Robbie Cano would be hitting 450 so yeah, far this year, and you would tell me that the Mets are probably doing really well, but it's been a mess. Cespedes isn't there. Their pitching has been – Steven Matz has been a disaster.
And yeah, I mean, and that's what happens, right? You know, this was going to be a crapshoot a bit this year, right? Because of, you know, some guys are going to be very good. All, and because also guys get hot later on in season, right? Because the baseball is built in 6 months. This is going to be 2 months sprint. And if you're not in it early here, you know, it's just, there's going to be, I mean, the usual suspects like Kansas City, you know, is kind of, you know, they're well deep last, right? But you know, there's gonna be some battles here, especially with the expanded playoffs, that some teams, I think the Jays have a very legitimate shot to squeak in there. Why not? Especially, you know, Tampa Bay is kind of scuffling right now. Boston, which I thought weren't gonna do well this year, they're not, and they kind of got ravished a bit there by some injuries and guys not performing. So, you know, it's sort of there, right? I mean, the Yankees are good again. Obviously Baltimore's not gonna be there. Let's say this. That would be the biggest surprise. If Baltimore stayed on there and stayed into anywhere of a hunt, would be
Rays have been bad this year. That's surprising to me.
Yeah, the Rays. And, you know, and the Marlins obviously somehow have started, you know, whatever team they're feeling right now. They're you know, leading that division for some reason because they've only played half the games.
Absolutely. But, quick, know, quick, last yeah, thoughts. What did you think about Joe Kelly and the Astros? You got
I thought it was a minute amazing. And a half. I thought it was amazing. I wish we had 30 minutes on this because I'll say real quick here is that Joe Kelly, kudos, tip his hat, pour one out, let's do all the stuff for him.
What an incredible face.
Doing what Major League Baseball, it's so ridiculous. You know how incredibly stupid this is? Major League Baseball didn't find anyone from that.
Joe Kelly gets suspended for eight
Joe
games.
Joe Kelly gets suspended for eight games of a 60-game season. Right?
It's ridiculous.
How insane is that?
It's so dumb.
What? And I love that his sort of, oh, I slipped out, whatever. Of course, Joe, we know what you're doing. But you have to do it, right? I sort of say that, you know, the code and stuff. But this is even bigger than the code. It was just ridiculous. Someone had to pay. There had to be some kind of at least retribution on the field.
I agree.
And you know what? So I just say, tip my hat to Joe Kelly. And, you know, I'm sure there's a GoFundMe to give him a couple dollars back for what he's losing on the lost games this year. But
all kinds of incredible Joe Kelly merch out there too.
I'm sure there is. He's now one of my favorite players. I don't have him for fantasy because he's going to miss the whole season.
Well, and he's not really a relevant
player. No, he's not a really good player.
He's not good either, but, you know, he did what we all wanted him to do. All right, that does it for this week. Zook, thanks so much for joining me, man. Hey, you still there, Zook? Well, I guess we lost Zook. Until next time, thanks so much for listening to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM.
Strike three, you're out.